What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
More reactions come in. Blake Williams, former Browns linebackers coach, saying, I hope, quote tweeting the Browns walk up of Shador, saying, I genuinely hope he does well, but what is this? Who are these people? Is this an entourage? At preseason game number one, there's a lot of questions.
A lot of questions.
In an opposing stadium, question mark, never seen such a thing. The logistics needed to get it approved and credentialed? What is the master splinter staff? So many questions.
Oh, so it's not really like a logistical nightmare. It's just, hey, Tony Brown, carry these things. And then you got a teammate to go along with it. And he did. And then there it was. Your Friday music to it, by the way. That's not a way to get in good with the Shahive.
No. I thought, like, hey, let's see what music works with it. That's a song about Friday. It's Friday. It's his preseason. You know,
I think the Shahive will not take kindly to that. I'm just going to let you know how they feel.
You know, the Shahive loves that I've named them the Shahive. On TikTok, I get a lot of aunties and uncles saying, I love that.
So what's interesting is that on TikTok, they seem to be in favor of the Shahive, but I've noticed on YouTube, you're the hater with the hat backwards.
Yeah, which is wild.
YouTube doesn't like you very much in the Shador discussions.
No.
They see through your Switzerland deal.
No. See, that's where...
This is where you expose yourself in these conversations.
No, that's where you...
In a big time way.
...make me look bad.
Not
because
in the slightest.
You pander to the Shahai.
Not in the slightest.
And because I refuse...
I think this is where your true colors come
to,
out.
To paddle the fanny a little bit. All of a sudden, I'm the bad guy because I don't just buy something that everybody does.
I just think this is where your true Shakellers come out in these type of scenarios.
Band of Brothers, watch it sometime. I have
the whole 4 o'clock segment we can talk about. 4:20, 4:40.
5:20.
Now into 5:20.
Yeah.
Jake in between the break goes, I just didn't know how long you guys were going to take it. And then you guys just kept talking about it.
Pretty much.
It's like, yeah, it's very interesting to us. Yeah. I do love what a deal. All these guys, all these NFL players and guys like Blake Williams just getting their panties in a bunch over this. It's like the whole bit about Shador is what cracks me up in this context. They just cannot possibly conceive that someone could do something 2.5 hours before a game and then be able to lock it in time to be able to just, you know, do the job.
Are you expecting Shador to sink or swim tonight? It's on the paper. Had to ask.
It is on the paper. What do you think? I want to know, as you're Switzerland after now, has the coming in entrance affected your belief in what happens tonight?
No, he's a football player.
Okay, good.
Like, this is so reps matter. That's fair. That should maybe take a little bit of the expectations off. The fact that, honestly, I don't think he's practiced enough with the guys that he's going to be playing with early in the game against first teamers. That's another little bit of concern, but. The whole point about Shador, and the one thing that I do know, beyond a terrible musician, beyond
that's why they
YouTube,
think you're a hater, by the way. It's comments like that.
I've heard the music. They have too. One of us is lying, and it's not me. But I do, like, I look at, like, All the other stuff doesn't matter to me as much as Shador is a football player. He was born and bred to be a great football player. When I say great football player, I'm not just talking about the success in the field. I'm talking about, like, there is an athletic intuition when you are a second, third, fourth generation football player at this level that I do think comes into play. Like, he's practiced his whole life. And by the way, I think the other part of this is he's practiced like a football player.
Yeah.
He has practiced incredibly hard and impressed people in Berea with that work ethic.
Yeah, and I think we've seen that time and time again in the times that we've been around him and the times that we've seen while in Berea. And so, like, I what I hope most for him is that the hard work that he appears to have put in pays off for him in incremental moments and pays off for him in big-time spots like this.
So now, I do think the definition of swim is really interesting. Like, I think if he just goes out there and shows that he can functionally run the offense, make the play calls, which is like the least... How the hell are we even going to prove that? But, you know, no procedural penalties and just limits the mistakes. Like, you know, like I don't remember Brock Purdy in the preseason and what he looked like, but that's kind of like Shador is a plus version of Brock Purdy. He's not the fastest dude in the room. He's not the biggest dude in the room. I think he's got a better arm than Brock Purdy just while we're there, because you know how much little I think of his arm.
Yeah.
But he just kind of just runs the thing and doesn't make mistakes. So I think that's like...
That's his MO. Like, if your MO is I'm the guy that doesn't make mistakes, then we need to see you be clean.
Well, but I think what's interesting about that is the easiest way to truly swim tonight is the 70-yard over the top, the go ball, the home run ball. And maybe something like that materializes, but I just would like to see consistent drives from him. To me, if we don't have a bunch of three and outs, and this is where I do think like the holistic approach to the quarterback thing has to go right. But if you can convert third and threes, if you can keep sustaining drives across however long you're in the game, like those are the kind of things that Shador did really, really well at Colorado. But now you have to do it within like, all right, what does your footwork look like? What are you bailing out if you're concerned about protection?
I want to make sure that he's not bailing out. I want to make sure he's not going backwards.
It's a bunch of non-sexy things that I just said, but that is at the arc of like, that is what swimming looks like for Shador.
Yeah, it's funny.
Tonight.
Like, I don't even think an interception or two would harm him in the biggest way. Everyone thinks to themselves interceptions will be the big problem in evaluating any quarterback basically ever. But with Shador, I know he's wildly accurate. I'm not really concerned about it if he throws the ball and it tends to get picked off or something like that. I would more want to see how comfortable he looks and making sure that he's able to go through his progression.
So I think the kind of interception matters. Like because he's not a guy who like Shador's very confident football player in his arm. But he's not an arm hubris guy. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
he's not Brett Favre. He's not Baker Mayfield. He's not those guys.
If you see a throw where it looks like he was trying to make a play, that to me will say he played a little outside of himself. And that's like, to me, that is sinking.
Which would be wildly surprising to me, by the way.
If he tried to play outside of himself. But this is a different context. And I think this would be a moment where if Shador's feeling the pressure...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of the ability to rise to the moment and show Browns coaches wrong, which I think some people feel like he has to do. I think he has to prove Kevin Stefanski that he can do this. This would be the kind of game where a preseason game, maybe your only start you're going to get, your only real opportunity potentially. This would be a moment where if you're feeling any of that, the need to prove something, this would be the game where that manifests.
So I would tell him, don't turn this into your Colorado Pro Day where you did multiple 65-yard throws because everyone doubted whether or not you could do that. You know, like if I were him, I would play to the strengths. I would play to what is going to keep getting you opportunities. And I would stress the idea that the amount of turnovers, Browns led the league in interceptions last year. How are you going to impress Stefanski the most? Is not turning the ball over, not doing no risk it, no biscuit, being able to find the open receivers and then going from there.
Well, I mean, hell, I think Dylan Gabriel was a third-round pick for them simply because he was the least... I mean, he was one of the safest quarterbacks in terms of interceptions and turnovers the last couple of years in college football. To the detriment of like, well, okay, yes, he's incredibly small. Yes, he's this, that, and the other, but he doesn't turn the ball over.
Would make the argument that's the same line with Shador, too, though. That's what made it should have made Shador so appetizing to them to begin with.
216-474-0092. How much do you care? Or rather, how much do the Browns care about how Shador looks tonight?
So that's the other side of that, is like, even if he does great or even if he does bad, the way the Browns look at these joint practices and put all the emphasis on that, I don't even know that it's going to matter to them necessarily how great or how bad he looks.
But I would say that's the I don't know is big there. And I think there's like a follow the bouncing ball kind of going on of like, if he plays really, really well tonight and the reps do not change for him next week, then we get confirmation that this game was meaningless to them.
Yeah.
If the opposite happens, and this actually does lead to second team reps, I think that's a positive thing.
I mean, Daryl just put out on his Twitter all the Browns that are not expected to play tonight, and this goes hand in hand with what we're talking about right now. I mean, this looks like a CVS receipt, this list. Greg Newsome, Jerry Jeudy, Deshaun, Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, Grant Delpit, Joe Flacco, David Bell, Cedric Tillman, Pierre Strong, Denzel Ward, Jerome Ford, Diabate, Mike Hall, Posick, Zach Zinner, Petonio, Teller, Conklin, DeJuan Jones, the entire offensive line, and Joku not playing, Shelby Harris, Miles Garrett, Malik Collins.
So who is playing?
Exactly.
Do we have a list of who is playing?
That was an insanely long list. That's the entire offensive line. That is obviously David Njoku. So that's going to hurt him as far as the offense is concerned. No Jerry Jeudy, no David Bell, no Cedric Tillman, no Pierre Strong Jr., no Jerome Ford. Like, this is basically, if you're a rookie on this team, you're playing, and then that's really about it.
So how do we feel about that?
Well, this is not going to go well for the people that are wondering if the deck is stacked against him. I'll tell you that right now. The people that think that it, and I'm not one of these people. Shador should just be happy with an opportunity, and he's got to be thankful for an opportunity. But the people that want to make that argument that he's not given a fair shot, I would bet they're probably not pleased at this laundry list of people that are just not going to play tonight.
Yeah, my rebuttal to those people would be, he's the fourth string quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you can't expect everything. So this is going to matter in how we view, I think, at least I think it should matter a little bit. Again, no passes for Shador. If you're going to be great, go be great. But the Panthers won from a defensive standpoint against what the Browns offense is supposed to be tonight. Not the fairest of fights anyone's ever seen.
Yep.
And again, not your problem. Go do it. Like, if you're gonna be great, go be great. But it is a whole starting offensive line of backups.
See, I think this is where the conversation continues to get not muddied, because I think you and I have mostly avoided this, but like, there's a difference between putting a guy in the best position to succeed and sabotaging him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know beyond the Shahive who coined this idea that the Browns are trying to ruin Shador or anything like that. But I also think that's a convenient out for the people who then treat Shador like a fifth round pick. Because it's like, yeah, but they're also not giving him the same chances and same opportunities they've given guys who I don't think are discernibly better than them, or better than Shador and Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah, no.
Like it's weird. Like, the two sides, the Shahive and the Shahaters, benefit so tremendously from this distractionary conversation that is he being sabotaged? that it stops short of is he being put in the best position to succeed. And so, like, if he goes out there and plays well and handles himself against the Panthers ones, with all that talent not on the field, should that not be more impressive?
Right? I would argue that it would be, yeah.
And should that not earn more opportunities to, you know, prove himself in meaningful reps? Like, because I will say, this is not sabotage, it's not anything, but is it putting him in the best position if this is his chance and these are the circumstances that you've given him? My only problem with all of this is I don't see why he should get less of a chance or be put in an inferior situation as opposed to the other two Jamokes.
Well, I guess we'll find that out when the other two Jamokes get healthy, right? But like, the reality is that he probably will be put in a less than situation when it comes to the players that he's able to play with, because that's been the theme the entire time.
216-474-0092. How much do the Browns care about how Shador looks tonight and then beyond Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.